From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with the Sharecroppers, young musicians with a love of the land and that love's influence on their music. The Sharecroppers, coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 471st performance. Thank you for joining us for the first program of our exciting new season, our 14th season. I'm joined tonight by another well-known voice on Red Barn Radio and former long-term host, and a man who will be hosting the program from time to time during this season. Please welcome Brad Becker.
Yay! Hi. Thanks, Donald. I've really enjoyed my association with this program over the, eight or so seasons that I was part of. It was certainly the best night job that I ever had. It's so much fun here. And you know, while few of us will ever forget the evenings when this program was visited by famous pickers like Sam Bush and J.D. Crow, Tom T and Dixie Hall, the Grascals. You know, we also remember nights when bands got their start here. I'm thinking about a fellow who came on this program named John Simpson, who is now Sturgill Simpson. How many of you know Sturgill Simpson or have heard of Sturgill Simpson? Well, anyway, Sturgill Simpson is a monster in Americana now, headlining things like Lollapalooza and things like that. He's a monster. Nora Jane Struthers and the Party Line. We've had some great folks on this program over the years. What we really don't forget is that none of these artists or any artists that we've ever had on this program have ever measured the size of the hall or the number of people in here to try to determine how much they were going to put into their show. You know, every group that's on this program teaches us that music is a gift, and it's a gift to be shared. That's the magic of this program, is that we have such giving artists who come on here to do their thing, and then you all come to the program to support what we do, and that's just awesome. So thanks to all of you for that. Happy 14th season, Red Barn. Thanks, Donald, and thanks, Ed, and Glenn, and Linda, and David, who's hovering around someplace. Thanks to you and the house tonight for coming out here to see these players and be part of the radio program. And welcome to the sharecroppers, who we've not seen on the program before.
Red Barn Radio is coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. As Brad had mentioned, we have in studio tonight, please welcome the sharecroppers.
Well, we moved here from Summers when I was 14. Worked as poor ground for bacon and beans. Landlord told me that hard times were near. Didn't mean a thing, cause we're already here. Daylight to dark, my work's never done. Lord have mercy on this sharecropper's son. Papa's downtown just soaking in them booze. Well, he's just out of prison and he ain't going back. Ain't a bloodhound in Georgia, follow his track. Daylight to dark, my work's never done. Lord have mercy on this sharecropper's son. Chew tobacco right out of your mouth. And there's water in the well, and it's barely out of sight. And I can't take a bath on a Saturday night. Daylight to dark, my work's never done. Lord have mercy on this sharecropper's son. Crops are all weather, no rain day or night. Preacher's here for dinner, we ain't got a bite. There's 11 in our family, 10 daughters and a son. Papa just told me there'd be another one. Daylight to dark, my work's never done. Lord have mercy on this sharecropper's son.
Well, welcome to Red Barn Radio. You get to kick off the 14th season with the Kentucky Proud Band, the Sharecroppers. So let's get to know a little bit. We've got some family ties and long friendships, so we'll get into that a little bit.
My name is Kyle Ayers, and I have the privilege to play with my wife, Amanda Lynn Ayers, in the band. They wanted me to share, I guess, that Melissa and I actually went to church together, and the other three guys, they were all went to Bergen High School at different times in their life. I don't know, it's just all intertwined, and I'll let them touch more on that, but actually the girl playing the bass taught me most of the acoustic guitar that I know, so it's kind of interesting where we all came from.
Hi, I'm Amanda Lynn Ayers. I'm from Danville, and I have the least musical ability out of all of these people up here.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, come
so
on,
they've been playing together for a long time, and I just joined in when I married him.
She's good looking, though. so that counts for something.
Welcome to the band.
This is why I told her when she first joined, it's like, well, you're the pretty one. So we need you to be the pretty one, too. My name is Melissa Webb, and I am the short little redhead playing the big tall bass. And I grew up in Garrett County, Kentucky. Like I said, I went to church with Kyle. We've probably known each other since I was about two. So it's nice to have him on board now. And I'm married to this guy next to me, and we live in Forkland, Kentucky now.
Yep, I'm Casey Webb, and so we live in Forkland, Kentucky now.
Sorry, I took that from you.
We've been married close to 8 years, so we live on the farm and trying to get back to the land. And all three of us have actually played music for probably 10 years, all in all. So we've been around for a little while together and grew up together, so it's a good mix.
I'm Aaron Matherly. I've known this guy since the second grade. I started off playing grunge music, so it's kind of a change where I'm at now. But from Pearl Jam to what we're playing now, I mean, it's all right. I dig it, so. Student, construction worker, part-time bluegrass musician. So.
Well, Eddie Vedder would be proud right now, so he's the gateway to being in the sharecroppers.
Barefoot and thinking in fescue waist high, my heart was sinking with a tear in its eye. It's funny what folks think of when the world falls apart. My hands on the plow, my heart is sinking with the sweat on my brow. It's funny how we toil and are slaves to our joy.
Just joined us? Tonight, we're with the Sharecroppers. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
10 years ago, you all kind of came together musically, but you've known each other for so long. How did the music come together after all of these different friendships and relationships?
It's an interesting mix because we really started playing just a little over a year ago. We got invited to play at Rick D's house, which is in Danville. he's been really nice to us, and we needed a band together, so I called these guys and see if they could join up with us and play, and played a lot of music ever since and had a good time.
I think it's interesting to touch, you know, Aaron mentioned that he was in Pearl Jam and a lot of bands. You know, the Casey and Aaron, just big jam band fanatics, and I never knew that I liked jam band kind of music, but, you know, just having the ability, you know, Aaron's ability to just get in there and do improv has been amazing, because I don't think of myself as a talented guitar player. I just like to write songs and sing, and so having somebody that can just tear it up and fill in the gaps that were needed to be filled in.
So people listening on the radio can't see me blushing right now.
Yeah. And then the girls have wonderful harmony, you know, and that all ties in with, you know, growing up in church like me and Melissa did. We were in choirs together, and I'm sure we were in Camp Dick Robinson's choir at some point together. So if you're out there, CDR, go Bobcats. Yeah, there you go. Thank you. My dad. So Melissa was in a great band called the Hojos, and it was like a alt punk band. And then for a brief stint, I was in a Christian hardcore band. So, you know, a lot of weird stuff came together, and we got some pretty good music, I feel like. We're all getting back to our roots. So
we try to think about our influences. If anybody ever asked us that, we're like, how in the world would we answer that question? Because it's pretty odd. But we did start with bluegrass somewhere. I did grow up with professional musicians in my family, and my grandfather toured around, still does now, and then my dad played for a while, but music was always in my household. It seems like it was always full of music. Went to bed a lot of nights, falling asleep to music, people in the house, so I've had bluegrass around a long time, so it was just a good thing. I finally found somebody that played banjo, so I knew I had to marry him because I'd only seen one. So I think it came full circle. Yeah. But when I saw Casey, it wasn't Aaron playing the banjo. It was Casey. So yeah.
Win one for the banjo player.
Yeah.
Get out the plow, hook up the team. Live in our little old dream. Well, we built a little house up on the hill. We put out the crops and hope they yield. Years. All the heartaches, all the tears. Oh, what I wouldn't trade to go back to yesteryears. Well, get out the saw, let's head to the woods. Do a whole lot of cutting for a little wreck of wood. That's how we heat our happy home. We run out, we'll get enough.
together bound by the music. It's really neat how you talk about everybody is filling in. Of course, you're going to be very modest, and you're doing a lot more of the finger style over on the side. We're talking with Aaron Matherly. How did you really transition from some of your styles, listening to Pearl Jam, listening to some of that, into that kind of the traditional sound that fills in these gaps?
Always been into the grunge bands, but Casey's always been a fan of the Grateful Dead, so he kind of got me listening to them. It's kind of a bridge between the rock and the bluegrass, because Jerry Garcia used to play in the bluegrass band, so just learning how to improv, listening to those guys, and, you know, they do some bluegrass every now and then. You know, they get acoustic, so I just kind of listen to them, trying to copy Jerry.
And now most of you all got your singing start in churches.
There are certain denominations that have a lot of like restrictions on what kind of music is, you know, thought of as okay. And it turns out that you bring an upright bass and a banjo in, and a lot of those churches accept that, and you can have a little bit more feeling, a little bit more blues, or, you know, the roots coming out. Whereas if you brought drums into some churches, that would be a no-no. So, especially Melissa and I, you know, we grew up around, you know, we go to church camp down in Southern Kentucky and see these guys jamming around at nighttime. And of course, if you're in Kentucky, you're going to be around bluegrass. So it just made sense. We all have different ways of stuff that we listen to on our iPods, I'm sure. But when it comes to music, it's, I wouldn't even say bluegrass. It's, you know, string band music. But string band music is, it's easy to do. You know, you don't have to plug in.
Man, raised three kids with a lovely wife and all 12 farmland. I said Joe, it is claimed, drink liquor with no man. Went to church on Sunday with a good book in his hand. I said, Joe,
banjo and mandolin probably the first time when I was 4 years old, and it was from church events, so they'd have a cookout or something like that. So these two guys, late Russ Moore and a few other guys, they would play music, so I was always really interested in that, and we rented a farm from them, so we're there all the time, so he'd bring his banjo out when I was too young to work, so I was really interested in that, and I didn't start until I was 12, but I picked up a lot of things from them.
I think me growing up, where I was always at the bluegrass festivals, people were always at our house. We called them pickins. We didn't call them jams. They were pickins. I think that's one thing culturally. I think I really grew up with a strong cultural bluegrass background, just learning how to sit down and play songs that you've never played before and be able to catch up the chords and, you know, picking up things from the different players. I think that's one thing that I've really enjoyed, because they always say playing by ear, and that's definitely me. Tried to do some of that music theory stuff, but never really stuck. But a good thing about bluegrass is you don't have to have that background. You can sit down and they'll teach you. Everybody's happy to have somebody new. And we've even been there when me and Casey and Aaron first got together. I think it was me and Casey's second date.
We went to a little jam that Danville, Kentucky had, and they were playing all kinds of songs that we hadn't learned. And just remember me and Aaron were both playing guitar, and we were looking at each other the whole time going, what chord is that? Do you know it? What are they playing? Like, I was really rusty at that time, so I just remember that being funny. And Casey was over there just playing away, but, you know, me and Aaron really got to know each other well that time.
More Red Barn Radio with the Sharecroppers, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio. Thank you. Welcome back. Join us now for more Red Barn Radio, all recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we're with the sharecroppers. This is Red Barn Radio.
Out Norwegian Wood, obviously not a traditional bluegrass tune. Soon to become one, though.
Right, exactly. Everybody's going to want to do it.
So when it comes to a song like that, that's a good song, but a little bit off of what your sound is, how do you choose a song like that and own it with your style?
It's nice because it plays where everybody's so dynamic, different types of music and styles they listen to, and I think we bring it all to the table when we do that. Melissa and I are more traditional bluegrass, and these guys, you know, are farther out. So when we bring that together and we practice songs like that, it's everybody's opinion, and it's just like the sharecroppers, it's everybody here. Everybody has a voice and opinion about things, and I think that's what makes it work.
We love picking out the like obscure songs that people wouldn't think they're going to hear a bluegrass band play. Yeah, I grew up really on the traditional side of bluegrass and a lot of old-time music. And then Alison Krauss was probably my favorite most of my life. I thought she was pretty much the only person that played music. And then as I got older, you know, doing that high school thing, because bluegrass is not cool, even though I was a closet bluegrass lover. In high school, I got into all of the rock and punk bands. The White Stripes was a big one for me there in college. And then since that was always in my heart, the bluegrass sort of came back around. Casey introduced me to John Hartford, and he's been on the top probably since. Probably the past 8 years. Dad didn't let me listen to John Hartford because he was a purist of the bluegrass style. So John Hartford was little on the outside. He was pushing it. I think he called his style retrograss. So that fits me pretty well. So he's right. He's a good one.
Bags, I was loaded down and I left GCKY. And I checked my rearview mirror and the fears I left behind. And I was burning tires, fueling O when I crossed the county line. But the smoking stopped around Preachersville, so I took it for a sign. With no reason for my leaving, I had no place to go. Well, I said hello to Tennessee by Jellico. And I heard a rumble and then a pop, and on the guardrail I sat. My car was out of fuel and I had a flat. Doing 75 on 75, leaving trouble in my dust. Pedal to the metal, old Carolina bus. He was driving a red Yugo, and he told me as many stories, Lord, as I had miles to go. He gave me his car keys and I gave him mine. We said we'll trade again when you get back, and that'll be just fine. Well, I made it down to Knoxville town. It was too good to be true, and I was right, cause there were lights and they were flashing blue. He said, house, where you going, son? And is this car your own? I made no answer, got dispatch on the phone. Doing 75 on 75, leaving trouble in my dust. Pedal to the metal, old Carolina bus. At the wrong time, you know. Since they had nothing to book me with, well, they had to let me go. And now I'm on the road again without a car nor a dime. But I have a good right thumb, so I pointed it to Caroline. Doing 3 to 5 on 75, if only in my dreams. Woke up at my cubicle, nothing is what it seems.
Hey, thank you. That one's called Fool's Paradise.
If you've just joined us, tonight we're with the Sharecroppers on Red Barn Radio.
Clouds so swift, the rain falling in. Gonna see a movie called Done. put up your timber, Gwen. You ain't a going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Ooh-wee, we gonna fly down into the easy chair. Fish that walks and a dog that talks. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Ooh-wee, we gonna fly down into the easy chair. Down into the easy chair. Down into the easy.
Musical experiences all across the board, from like Christian rock back in my younger days to alternative rock, classic rock on the radio. I think that's when I really started singing in the car, in the shower. But I think Oh Brother Where Art Thou, when that album came out, that's when I really started working on harmonies and appreciating, you know, Kentucky's classic bluegrass music. And I'm in tourism in Kentucky, so I'm just all about everything Kentucky.
My wife, Mandy, she's brought me, since I met her about 3 or 4 years ago, she has brought in these bands that, I don't know if you're familiar with Animal Collective and of Montreal, a lot of weird bands that I was like, this is not music. You know, oddly enough, that makes you start thinking outside the box because you're like, that atonal stuff is not music. And then you start listening to it more and you're like, that's really complicated stuff they're making. And so I don't know if that was what we're trying to do, but it does make you think outside the box, you know. I do want to say that she has great taste. It's not just all the genres that she mentioned. So as far as playing and performing, I was in a, you know, Melissa was in kind of like a punk band, and I was in a hardcore band where the music wasn't necessarily on our band. It wasn't necessarily great, but your stage performance and how you're having fun was the biggest part of it. And so for me, it's like getting behind a microphone. It doesn't matter what I'm playing. Just play music because it's, you know, you'll have a blast making whatever it is. But I will say that Bob Dylan, the band, a lot of that stuff has brought us more into like this vintage folk music and then incorporating it, because that, you know, the band was, they played everything. It wasn't just the drums like Levon played and guitar and bass. So, you know, they're playing accordion and fiddle. And so like this idea of like just getting out there and making folk music again is what drives me to do it. It's not necessarily being called bluegrass or newgrass or retrograss or whatever it is. It's play Kentucky folk music.
Lit out from Reno, I was trailed by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep that night till the morning come around. Sit out running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Well, I ran into the devil, babe, hit long, hit 20 bills. Spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. Sit out running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Well, I ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. Took my $20 bill and it vanished in the air. Sit out running, buddy, take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Well, I got two reasons why I cry and waste lonely night. First one's named Sweet Emery, she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison babe and the sheriff's on my trail. If he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. But it don't look like me. Sit out running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Well, I got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. First one's named Sweet Anne-Marie, she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison babe and the sheriff's on my trail. If he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Well, I got a wife in Chino, baby, and a one in Cherokee. First one says she got my child, but it don't look like me. Sit out running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home
before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. When Melissa and I got married, our goal was just to produce our own food for ourselves. The more we got into it, we raised heritage breed hogs. We get chickens and layers and raised sorghum, and we tapped maple trees for maple syrup last winter. We just kind of want to get back to the land. That's the way my grandparents and great-grandparents used to do it. And a lot of those talents are, you know, forgotten and lost.
Ain't no more cane on the Brazos. Ooh. It's all been don't shore. No more cane on the Brazos. Ooh. It's all been ground down to molasses.
Brad and I would like to thank our guests, the sharecroppers, for being with us tonight here on Red Barn Radio. Thanks to all of you for making this a great night.
And thanks, Donald, for having me along. It was nice to host the program with you. Thanks to all of you for making this such a terrific send-off for our 14th season. And thanks to the sharecroppers. Great job.
Thanks.
Also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region.
Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com.
I'm Donald Mason.
And I'm Brad.
And we're the hosts of Red Barn Radio. One more for the sharecroppers.
She held out. smells like turpentine, looks like India ink. I held my nose.
I closed my eyes.
I took a drink.
I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop down on 34th and Vine, he took my little bottle of love potion number 9.
Well, she bent down, turned around, and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna make it up right here in the sink. It smells like turpentine, looks like India ink. I held my nose.
I closed my eyes.
I took a drink.
I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop down on 34th and Vine, he took my little bottle of love potion number 9. It smells like turpentine, looks like India ink. I held my nose. I closed my eyes.
I took a drink.
I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop down on 34th and Vine, he took my little bottle of love potion number 9.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Kyle, Amandolin, Melissa, Casey, and Aaron, the sharecroppers, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.